But you're in the parking lot at
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Just a moment.
What, David?
Yes, I'm calling. This is Sharon, and I'm calling from Klein Insurance. I have the customer here in my office. He does need
towing or emergency jump start. Which is it, David?
Both. He needs car can't start, and it's also buried in the snow. We had a blizzard these last few days, so.
Okay, can you verify a good callback number for them?
Let me double check here. I apologize here. Let me get that open. It is
218-308-1494.
Right. So 218-308-1494.
Okay, ma'am, the spelling of their first name.
David Benor, David B-E-N-N-O-R.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Okay, may I have the policy number?
It is 00246357.
Okay, you said it's 00024-6357.
Yep. North Star Mutual Auto.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, what is the producer code and plan letter?
Producer code 10975, and it says Plan C.
What is the effective date?
Effective date was 2/14/2022.
Okay, and what is the address that's located on the policy?
One more time. I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
What is the address that's located on the policy?
The address is 300 Court Avenue, and then it's apartment 601.
What is the city?
City is Park Rapids, Minnesota, 56470.
What was the zip code?
56470.
And what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
It is a Buick. And let me look in here. ...2006 Buick LaCrosse.
And what is the color?
White.
Okay, and did you say your name was Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
And what insurance company are you from again?
Klein, K-L-E-I-N, insurance. In the office I'm calling from is Park Rapids as well.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
And you said it's K-L-E-I-N?
K-L-E-I-N, yep.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm.
I'm at my insurance office to get my car over there. Good boy.
They want it out so they can clean the lot. Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, nobody locally really participates in it.
Right.
So who knows where they're looking? Bemidji, Detroit Lakes, I mean, it's hard to say. And with it being weather that we've had, I'm sure every one of them is. Yeah. As you said, you asked Scott already?
Yes, picking. He was forward, long way, getting out of Osage.
Okay.
Going the early.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got that courage.
Yeah.
I know I can really do it.
And they don't have on hold music or nothing, so.
Right. You know, all the other music, you're a boy.
Nothing.
That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. And you start to wonder if you got cut off.
Well, at least you're not sitting alongside the road broke down waiting for this. Oh, and there's no road to pull off of anymore either. It's just full of snow. Huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm out of that business.
Yeah.
The coach
keeps Yeah. Yeah. Shoveling the same snow, I swear, these last days. It just kept coming around the same direction. Just the way it's going to be, you know?
Okay, thank you for holding. Are you still there?
Yep, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Do you know if the customer has used roadside assistance in the past?
Not. You haven't utilized your roadside assistance in the past off of this policy, have you?
No, not that we're aware of. Not that he can remember, anyway.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't see that you've used it before, David. At least not as I see any claims listed.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for holding. I just need to collect some information real quick. May I have your phone number and extension?
It's 218-732-7217 is the office number. No specific extension. Just ask for Sharon.
You said 218-732, and what was after that?
7217.
Okay. And also, what is your title there with the insurance company?
I'm an agent, sales agent.
Okay, thank you. Just give me 1 second. Okay, and also may I have the spelling of your last name?
Last name is spelled R-I-E-W-E-R.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you said R-I-E-W-E-R?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
We're getting a lot of bad weather this year, ain't we?
Yeah, it's been a tough winter. And another morning of below zero promise for tomorrow, so hopefully that's it. Hopefully it warms up. I'm sure most of the budgets for the city and county and state have been busted for the snow removal as well and snow plowing. Pretty tough. Has Nick still got a tow truck?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for holding. I do apologize. We just had to locate the policy, and it was taking a little bit longer. And so what was the reason you stated for the service today?
The battery in the car won't start, and he's also buried in snow. We've had blizzard conditions since last Thursday, so... It's just in the parking lot of his building, and he's unable to get it started to move it.
Okay. So you said, would he need a jump start?
Yep, jump start. He's got a new battery to install into it, or he's got to get the battery first. But, yeah, jump start and then just pulling him out of the, you know, buried in the snow.
Okay, so with his policy... He's able to receive one service every 72 hours. So a jump start is considered one service, and then to pull the vehicle out is winching, and that's also a second service. So
right. So do you want it jump started, or do you want it pulled out of the snowbank, David?
I have to have it pulled completely out of there.
Then let's do the getting it out of
the winch
snow.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay, is
Do you
the
have a list of... Go ahead.
I was going to ask, is the vehicle less than 15 feet from paved roadway?
Yes, I would say it's not very far. I mean, it's... The parking lot isn't that big.
Okay, and just to let you know, we will cover the first 30 minutes of the service. If it takes more than 30 minutes to winch the vehicle out, they would be responsible for any additional cost.
Okay. And then do you have local providers at all then, or are we talking from a distance or?
So we do have contracted providers that we use in the area.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and who's going to be there when the provider arrives?
It would be David Benor, the insured.
Okay.
If he can get a phone call to let him know to go out there, because right now we're still below zero. He isn't going to stand by his car and wait yet. He'll sit inside the building until... Yeah.
Okay, may I have the address to where the vehicle is located?
The vehicle is at that 300 Court Avenue address.
In Park Rapids?
Minnesota, yep. The parking lot, it's 3rd Street and Court and Pleasant, right between those two. It's right down here, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and would he like to receive mobile text updates regarding his service today?
Do you want to receive text updates regarding your service today?
Yes.
Okay, since he did opt in to receive mobile text updates, we no longer have to stay on the line. Once a provider has been secured, they'll receive a text message with their name, their ETA, and their phone number.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I do apologize for the long hold, but he'll
receive
that text message once the provider has been secured.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance.